Introduction. This is not a religious propaganda, this is not a sectarian or cult propagation, but this is the true exposition of that unbelievable treachery to the whole humanity by the terrible subtle beings. The unknown reasons for all spiritual and religious contradictions are exposed. The reasons for all confusions regarding religions are here, clearly and scientifically, argued with the aids of those discovered truths. Omdeva, the all-loving spiritual person, who has exposed those secrets, is still exploring that terrible subtlest sphere to get more secrets for us, risking his own life. Let us start with the great words of Omdeva. If there are different truths to a thought, then they are only different lies, because any thought or event can carry not more than one truth with it. All his discovered secrets reflect briefly in the headlines given below. The subtlest astral beings, which influence terribly on the human beings, so far not discovered, are exposed. The different methods adopted by those subtle beings, to fool human beings, are revealed. Those terrible beings, which try to destroy human life, are not the aliens. If human beings did not care for any solution to this danger, then it would bring a total destruction to the human existence. We compare the truth with the light because we can see everything clearly under the light. We mistake rope for a snake in the darkness, and in the same way, we mistake everything in the darkness. Thus, the way of assessment under ignorance causes confusion in human mind, and again, this makes immorality to sit on the throne of morality and rule the world. Hatred and violence dance with joy by trampling human beings under their feet, leaving behind the whole world in tears of pain. So, we see, without doubt, that the light of truth is inevitable for human being to survive on this planet. Preface. Spying has been used to discover human secret activities, and we can't get those secret truths without that. In the same way, in the subtler astral spheres, there are many layers of different types of subtler existence, and if anybody tries to spy in these subtle spheres, there is an equal probability of getting different secret truths as well. When science thinks the infinite probabilities in this world, religions, unfortunately, think about their religions as the ultimate supernatural discoveries and never agree with any probable idea beyond their religious books. They call all other ideas in the spiritual field, other than themselves, as the false religions and the false gods. These opposing ideas about God and religion clearly show some kinds of misunderstanding about them, and we were also unable to discover them due to its supernatural state and also of its powerful secrecy in the subtler spheres. When this is the situation, now, we have got an unbelievable account on those subtler existences. This discovery was made by one spiritual person called Omdeva, who endeavored many years only for spying the secret spheres of those subtler beings. We are trying to share those ideas with you by editing his many messages and other passages, which were given to us on different occasions. In this preface, we present you one of the passages of Omdeva written for the general public so that the reader can grasp all his other messages and passages which are the content of this book. We request you to read below passage first. My dear brothers and sisters, if there is a crack in the railway track, then, one's first duty is to inform it to the nearest railway station. If not, that person would be blamed as the cruelest devil by the people. Now, I am in a similar situation, and for that, I am doing my sincere duty through my words. You may be shocked to hear the truth that all the humanity, including all those religions of the world and their sects, have been influenced by a powerful and the terrible ancient sorcery system? This is not the common type of sorcery we find everywhere, but a gigantic and peculiar type which has already spread all over the world before many millennia, and controls everything according to its ends. Those terrible beings are almost near their aim, where the cruelest people of this planet indulge in the immoral sex games within the religious frame. This means that the ancient sorcery system has been developing cruelty and immoral sex, very secretly, within all religions, for its end from the beginning. To attain these ends, they need immoral sex activities, hatred, and bloodshed. Again, the easiest way to attain cruelty is to divide people in many ways. Among them, the very easy and effective division they found was in the religions and sects. Besides, belief has been used as the one powerful weapon for that purpose, and with that, they have mesmerized all the people, including the religious intellectual giants. Just one example is more than enough to see this truth that the people fight wars, for their one creator God, just like small children of a woman fighting to possess their own mother. On the other hand, when they fight for that one creator God, they destroy the foundation of their religion, the one creator God concept as well. There are innumerable contradictions in every religion in the same way. For that sorcery system's second factor, the immoral sex, they have been even reducing sex feelings drastically within the married life, and promoting adultery sex all over the world. Eventually, one day all these pathetic religions and sects will become mere playgrounds for those activities. If anybody goes after a hard muscular solution to this problem, they will get a disastrous landslide in their society. So, I think, a very intelligent movement, perhaps, can save us from this disaster. Most of this ancient sorcery system secrets I revealed in my writings, and answered many doubts of the people in it as well. One common disease of human beings is that they simply declare everything new to their knowledge as lies. They take more time to see the truth out of their intimate attachment to their earlier ideas. I was an ardent monk before this discovery, but after finding these horrible secret truths, now, I am a mere sympathizer of all positive aspects of every religion and sect, without any specific religion or sect of my own. Goodness is my God, and good living is my religion. If you agree your God and religion contain that good part, so-called the great qualities, the universal truth, love, and morality, then, I am there in that essential part of any religion, excluding the belief part of it. Now, permit me to call all of you, without a blemish, as my dear brothers and sisters, when my hands are free without the chains of that sorcery. Omdeva. The beginning. After the post-graduation, and while Omdeva was working as a government employee, he was attracted towards spirituality. Advaita philosophy, as well as lives of all great souls, inspired him very much. This led him to renounce everything and to become a monk. He started meditating in a small ashram that he himself named after Swami Vivekananda in a remote village. Then, he was so concentrated on his spiritual disciplines that he could not accept anybody's invitations for religious preaching. Unfortunately, on the way of his hard meditation, he felt some kinds of disturbances of negative beings. Slowly it increased. He thought it for some kinds of black magic from somebody. For that, he opted for different solutions, but all were futile attempts. Finally, he decided to face it with his own spiritual powers, and he himself started fighting against them and also started spying on them. Then, after many months, he discovered some terrible secret truths regarding the one ancient sorcery system and its powerful network. Further, he continued his spying, and finally, he got a clear picture of that terrible ancient unknown system. He says this particular sorcery system is not a typical one, but it is so terrible and peculiar in its structure. It has a worldwide network. It secretly spread within all religions and sects, is another unbelievable but a real fact. Spying against those dangerous beings is almost an impossible as well as life-risking task, but he dared with his new ideas in the field of subtle existence and stealthily developed a positive energy system of his own against them. He says that the knowledge of the secret strategies of that ancient sorcery system and the knowledge about the weak points of that very ancient version of sorcery system are the two main reasons behind his survival. Only for this purpose he dropped all his earlier spiritual and religious disciplines, including his monkhood. He is now only a spiritual person, without any religion, sect, or cult, but with the positive powers of great ideals, the universal truth, love, and morality. His positive power is called by the name Amdava. So people call him by the same name Amdava. This positive power he generated only for the purpose of fighting and spying against that particular ancient sorcery system, but some people mistook it for some other reason and disturbed him. This caused him to leave that place and meditate elsewhere, exposing some of those terrible secrets that he unearthed to the public. He says, is his only duty, and still he is doing it. Amdava revealed those secrets to us in different forms, which even included mobile messages. We tried to compile them in such a way that it could give a complete picture of the reality to the reader. So many questions have been asked by so many people, and those were answered by Amdava, and we included some of them in this book in the passage form for the better understanding of the same. Those important points which Amdava wanted the people to know about himself are given below in his own words. Dear brothers and sisters, please remember always that I don't intend to speak against any good human being in this world, because good people are my brothers and sisters, irrespective of their religion and nation. I speak some secret truths of one ancient sorcery system, and they are unbelievably horrifying. Human beings have been fooled by that system, and it will cause a terrible end to humanity in the near future. So, I request my dear brothers and sisters to use your logic, not belief, to see the truth in all of my explanations. To make realize a point, we need to use straight words, and we can't adjust there with any compromising words at all. So, please realize that my straight words are only for that purpose, and not for insulting any god, religion, sect, etc. I am a theist, and not an atheist. I am always against Satan, and I love God, but not in the manner the people love their gods. People love their gods, but hate the gods of other faiths. The ancient sorcery system, which I speak, is not a myth, but the reality. I have no intention to create a new sect or a new religion. If I created, it would be still another threat to humanity in addition to the existing threats from all different sides. Besides, a religion is basically the words of the universal truth, love, and morality, and nobody can contain them within the limited boundaries of any religion or sect. My intention, as I mentioned earlier, is just informing about the dangers of that secret ancient sorcery system. This system has been confusing the whole world since the beginning, and this is the only reason for all the unlimited negative activities in the name of God and religion. If anybody takes your child by hands and says that he is killing your child for the sake of your own God, and will you agree with it? No, you never agree. Instead, you will argue against it. Just the same way, Creator God, if he really exists, then he would never like his own created human beings are being killed or persecuted in the name of his different religions. So my all words, either oral or written, are only for realize the people about the dangers of that dreadful sorcery system, and its terrible negative influences on the humanity. The universal truth, love, and morality, the real essence of all the religions and gods, are both my religion and God, and beyond this, I have no specific religion or God. In fact, all such religious boundaries really kill all those great ideals. When this is my stand, I naturally should become without any political attachment as well. You may see many spelling mistakes and grammatical mistakes in my writings, but you can't see a mistake in my truthfulness as well as in my moral life because I live only for those ideals. I repeat a few ideas many times, and it is only for the purpose of highlighting those novel ideas, and to give a clear and the whole picture to the readers.